Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody, for he is worthy to be praised. I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner Ministry. I am your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead and text the neighbor, T-Bone, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that we are live and on the air. First of all, I want to go ahead with my announcements, and I want to thank each and every one of you for taking time out on your busy Sunday. I know some relaxing, couching and slouching and relaxing. Amen. But that's okay. Getting ready for that work day on tomorrow. Amen. But thank you for tuning in. I'm going to go ahead with my announcements at this time. I want to make sure that you don't miss any of these shows. These are some awesome, awesome shows that come on. Look, you can't miss it, because if you miss it, you don't miss the most important part. Hallelujah, because the word of God is spoken, the word of God is prayed, the word of God come through, and it cuts like a two-edged sword. So I don't want you to miss it. I'm going to give you the dates, the times, amen, and who's preaching the word of God, so you can come along and get aboard and hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. First of all, on yesterday, we have Faith Come By Hearing, none other than Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew. Her show comes on every Saturday at 12 Pacific, 2 o'clock Central, and 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Now, if you missed it, you can go back and hear it on demand. But you know what? I like my potatoes hot right then, chicken cooked right then, you know, everything just hot out of the oven, not like microwave heated up in a couple of hours. I want it hot right then, glory to God. Sometimes, yeah, you might have to throw another log on the fire. You have to heat it up again, I understand. But it's better if it comes and you can get it right then, and you can grab hold to that word as it is being prayed and preached. Because Elder had an awesome sermon on yesterday, and I encourage you to go back and listen to it if you missed it, because it will wow you. It will get you in that place where, oh, my God, you say, good God Almighty, I hate I missed this. Well, guess what? You can pick it up on the next Saturday. Remember, Faith Come By Hearing, Evangelist Elder Bertha Askew, every Saturday at 12 Pacific, 2 o'clock Central, and 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Now, we're called the Hour of Power. I am Prophetess Martha Williams. I'm the first hour of power, and the show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, and 5 o'clock Eastern every Sunday. So go ahead and text your neighbors and your friends and let them know that the word of God is being taught. I post it on Facebook. All you got to do is go and click on. You know, a lot of times people go surfing in Facebook looking for something. Well, let me help you out. Let me help you find something that's going to help you, amen, along the way, instead of some of the stuff that you find on Facebook that's not going to do a thing for you. Glory to God. Just click on the link on Facebook and it will bring you to my show, Prophetic Corner Ministries. It comes 3 o'clock Pacific, 5:30 Central, 6, I'm sorry, it comes 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, and 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And then I'm going to give you a 30-minute break. The next voice you will hear will be Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson. Her show comes on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern Time. Remember, keep these times in mind, because, you know, God is moving, and we don't want to miss the move of God. Every day, amen, is a different day. Hallelujah. Don't look back on what happened on yesterday, but keep moving it forward. Hallelujah. The word is going forward, so you keep coming forward. I know sometimes you want to reach back, snatch back, and look back. But let me help you out. Don't snatch back. Don't look back. Don't even reach back. Glory to God. Reach for what's in front of you, not from what's behind. Hallelujah. Let's move on. And I want to encourage you, on Tuesday night, we have none other than the Power Impact Team. One word from the Lord. They will wow you when they come on. That's Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. The show comes on every Tuesday at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, and 9 Eastern Standard Time. And if you need a life coach, you need a mentor, you need a marriage counselor, you need a spiritual leader, hit them up on Facebook and let them know. Inbox them, and they will get back with you. You know, the word of God is going forth, and he's moving in these last and evil days. And, you know, people always say, well, last and evil day, can't you tell, amen, by the signs of times. Look at everything happening, earthquakes in different places and things and plagues and just all kinds of stuff that's going on, you know. That's why it's so important to read the Word of God so you will know. I know some people say, well, I'm afraid to read. Well, understand, amen, when you read it, then you when you read it and you know it, you can do better. But if you don't read it and don't know it, then you're going to keep living like you're living. Amen. Glory to God. I always say you have to walk it like you're talking. Good God Almighty. Amen. And I will encourage you, amen, to just hit them up, inbox them, and let them know what you need, and they will get back with you. And I want to encourage you to partner with us. And in partnering with us, you will receive many, many perks. We're only asking for $25 or more. These are awesome, awesome, awesome things that you will get all the way down through the month, hallelujah, all the way down through the week, the month, hallelujah. You continue to partner, oh, amen, each and every month. You know, God is blessing. So I want you to come on and get in on the blessing of the Lord, because it said it maketh rich and add no sorrow. You know, sometimes people say, well, I'm waiting on their insurance policy. Well, guess what? Nobody has to leave this earth for you to, amen, to have riches. Hallelujah, because he can give it to you without adding sorrow. That's sorrow. But, you know, what God gives you, it keeps. So I encourage you to come on, hallelujah, and get in on the ground floor and watch God move in your life. He wants you to come in so you can be, amen, in the kingdom of God and live right, talk right, and act right. You know, there's a lot of acting wrong, hallelujah, yes. Some people just don't have no act right about them. I understand that. But that's where you come in at. Then you can praise the Lord. I ask you to help them, Lord. Send somebody else. If they won't listen to me, then send somebody else along the way that they will listen to. And that's where you come in at. And what you will be placed on a personal prayer list where you will be prayed for. Amen. Don't you want somebody to say your name? Well, you know, when we start to pray, you know, Lord, bless Mary, Lord God. Bless them, God, in a mighty, mighty way, Lord, so, you know, they can prosper in this season, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, glory to God. Now, that's what I'm talking about. You can easily say, well, Lord, I'm asking you to bless them, huh? But them who? It's more better if you come in and put your name on this list, and amen, so we can pray for you, amen, personal prayers. Hallelujah, glory to God. Amen. I want to thank you for listening to the announcements. We're going to go ahead and I'm going to open up my line now for prayer. If you desire prayer at this time, would you please press the 1 and I will bring you in for prayer. You don't have to tell your name, but I do ask if you just give me, amen, where you're from, amen, where you're calling from, and your prayer request. Because, amen, we want to know what part of the world we're reaching so far. We know we're reaching all around the nation, glory to God, but we want to know what part you live in, hallelujah. Like I said, let's keep it personal. Amen, glory to God. Well, nobody's pressed the 1, so we're going to go on down the road, amen, with Jesus. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord God, we thank you for another glorious day that you have spared, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that you made, oh death, get back and behave, oh Lord. Father God, let us have a listening ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying in these last days, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, for your goodness, grace, and your mercy, how it shall endure forever, Lord God, and evermore, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, how you give us the strength, Lord, to go on during these days, Lord God, and nights, Lord, in the name of Jesus, even the sleepless nights, oh God. We know that you're there. We know that you have not left us. You say, I'll never leave you, nor forsake you. Never seen a righteous forsaken, nor his seed beg bread. So we don't have to beg no one. So Father God, we just said thank you, Lord God, and we give you glory, honor, and praise, oh Lord. Father God, I ask you to touch everyone under the sound of my voice, those that are listening on the web, those that are listening by phone, those that are listening all across the nation, Lord God. Touch them in a mighty way. Father God, you know the need, oh Lord. So Lord, I ask you to touch them in a mighty way, Lord, whether it's healing in their body, oh God, whether it's healing in their mind, oh God, right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we know that you're a healer and nothing is too hard for you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Just like you healed the woman, Lord God. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 12 long years that she suffered. We know, Lord God, that you can heal all. Oh, my God, according to their faith. So be it unto them in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, as you, Lord God, all across the nation, Lord. You don't just heal in one city. You heal in every city, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Those that will honor themselves and pray and seek your face, Lord God, then you say you'll heal the land in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that there are those, Lord God, that are seeking your face all across the land, oh God, for healing, God, whatever it may be, physical, Lord God, or mentally, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, God, as you're ever yet, Lord, watching over your little children, oh God. Hey, my Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you that the parents are leading and guiding them in the right direction, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord God, to just raise them up even the more, Lord. Send someone across their path to let them know this is the way that you should train them up. You said train them up, Lord God, although they stray, they won't depart from the word. They will not depart away from what they've learned. It will always be in them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we just say thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for those that are motherless, those that are fatherless, because you said you'll be a father to those who need a father. You'll be a mother to those who need a mother, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for giving your only son, Lord, on the cross for us, so that we may live and have life more abundantly, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, as you're raising up those, Lord God, who can go out and tell others about Jesus Christ. Oh, my God, one who walked the earth, one who gave up everything, Lord God, so we can give up everything to go after the soul so well as he did. Oh, glory to God. Father God, we just say thank you, Lord. Father God, we give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I will say to you, amen, don't always think it's about your four and no more, because there are some that needs to hear, amen, about a man named Jesus. Hallelujah. So don't close the door on everybody just because you went to one and they wouldn't listen. He said, one plant, one water, and God gives the increase. Hallelujah. Understand, you have to, somebody has to come along and plant the seed first. And then just think about it. It has to get a little rain on it. Amen. Somebody else will walk by and they put a little bit more rain on it. Hallelujah. And then God brings the increase. You know when I sent this person by to tell you, amen, about Jesus Christ and how you need to turn around, repent, turn around and be saved. Remember, hallelujah. Then I sent the next person that came by and they was telling you, no, you can't wait. Time is winding down, hallelujah. And the clock is ticking. Oh, my God, my God. So you can't wait, hallelujah. And then all of a sudden, everything that's been planted and watered, and then God comes along, amen, and it, he begins to bring it all back to their remembrance. Good God Almighty, and it starts to sprout. Ha! Oh, my God, huh? And it starts to make a beautiful, beautiful flower or a beautiful green leaf tree. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God, because everything fell in place. There's a time and a season for everything. Hallelujah. And we're in a season now to want to see souls saved. Make sure that's what you want more than you want the stuff. I was talking to someone on this morning, and we were talking about all the stuff and the stuff and the stuff. Yes, people can always get more stuff. They can always want more stuff. But do they always want to see a soul being saved? Ah, how happy does that make you to see one of God's people being saved, brought out of darkness and walking in his marvelous light? How happy does that make you? Yes, a new car makes you happy. That's what you need. Yes, hallelujah. Okay, I hear you. A new husband will make you happy. Yes. But you know what? Last, to see that soul saved, and now they're in the kingdom of God, and they're beginning to walk right. They're beginning to walk it like they talk it. Glory to God. And they begin to live right, and they begin to seek his face, hallelujah, and they continue to grow. And you say, you know what, Lord, I thank you that I went by and I told them about a man named Jesus. And look at them. Look how they're walking now. Look how they're talking. Look what they used to do, Lord, and you done brought them out and brought them up and someone will surpass you, so don't get mad. Hallelujah. Because, you know, sometimes you can fall in that complacent mode and you can just seek him just enough to get by. Well, we don't want just enough to get by. I don't know about you, but I don't want enough just to get by. I want more than enough. So I want more than enough souls, not just one. Well, you know what, Lord, I say that one. Yes, praise God. Hallelujah. Well, go on and save another one. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's the season we're in. We always talk about the stuff, the houses, land, cars, but what about souls? Hallelujah. My God. We're living in a time and in a season where we want to see souls saved, because you don't want to say, well, you know what, Lord, I had the opportunity to go by and tell them about you, but I didn't do it, Lord. I was just so afraid. You know, I was one of those people, amen, but under the ministry that we're under, we're going to keep it real, glory to God. And now some say, well, you know what, I talk too much, but guess what, hallelujah, I'm going to help you, I'm going to encourage you first, hallelujah, and then I'm going to lead you, hallelujah, glory to God. That's what you do. You know, you got to show yourself friendly to people in order to draw them, hallelujah. I remember one of my siblings, amen, it brought back to that big fish. I showed someone the other day. He went fishing, and one of my brothers, he went fishing, and he caught this great big bass. Hallelujah. And he showed us, and I took a picture of it. It was just so big. It was beautiful, really. Amen. That was a beautiful fish, but it had scales in it, and it had guts in it, and all that different stuff had on it. You know, I know some people do eat fish heads, but understand. Let me tell you what I'm trying to say here. Glory to God. See, that fish looked good, but it wasn't nothing that we could do with that fish. He caught it, yes. But he had to clean it, hallelujah. And then guess what, hallelujah, he had to fry it up in a pan in order to eat it, right? And that's what you got to do in the kingdom of God. You got to catch the person first. Oh, my God, come on, y'all. Amen, let's roll, let's ride or die, good God almighty, hallelujah. He had to catch him first, and then he got to clean him, and then you got to season him, glory to God. Because some people you have to season. You know what I mean? You have to talk to them a little bit more and a little bit more and a little bit more and a little bit more. Hallelujah. Some people you may have to spend some time with. Hallelujah. But I tell you, I ain't telling you to go to no club telling you you can bring them out of there. I ain't say that. No, I didn't say that. I ain't telling you to go where they go over there at the party where they're doing all the drinking at. I didn't tell you that. Hallelujah. None of that. Hallelujah. You just catch them, and then you can go on, amen, a little bit further. A little bit further with him, hallelujah. And until he made the final straw, after he cleaned him and cut everything out and washed him up real good and seasoned him down, and then, you know, he had to mill him down, hallelujah, glory to God. As he milled him down, then put him in the grease, hallelujah, glory to God. I know some of y'all are getting hungry, and I hope you're getting hungry, hallelujah, after souls. That's a good example, glory to God, hallelujah. And then he seasoned him, I'm sure, that this brother ate well, hallelujah. So you see, hallelujah, you could eat well at the table whenever you went out and told somebody about, amen, about Jesus Christ, glory to God, hallelujah. Let's move on down the road. I'm going to be reading Ruth chapter 3, amen. I said, if there be, but apparently he's telling me to go on with it, so we're going to go on with it. Ruth chapter 3, and I'm going to just title this Ruth part 3, hallelujah. We went to the first chapter, and let's go back and let's piggyback a little bit, and we talked about how Naomi had lost her two sons. Oh my gosh, she lost her two sons. She had two daughter-in-laws, and she lost her husband. She lost her two sons, but she had her two daughter-in-laws left, right? So the one daughter-in-law, amen, she stuck with her. The other daughter-in-law went back. The other daughter-in-law was short of faith. But the first daughter-in-law, amen, that was Ruth, she believed what she said, and she had the faith, amen, in Naomi, knowing that she wasn't, hallelujah, telling her story, you know. She told about Jesus, and she said, my God, going to be your God, hallelujah, after she began to tell her the story. So, you know, she wanted them to go back, but she didn't. She stuck with her throughout the whole thing, and then they went back to the town in which they came from. The reason they left, it was because it was a famine in that land, and she was following her husband. Okay, amen, hallelujah. And they went to another place, and they all died over there, and she decided she'd go back. And so she went back, amen, her and Ruth just went back to where she came from. And when she got there, she said, don't call me Naomi, call me Mara, which was, she was talking about sorrow, because she said the Lord had dealt diligently with her. Hallelujah. She was thinking, okay, Lord, what did I have done to, for you all this to come up on me? But you know what? When she got there, you know, everybody was glad to see her. You know, I imagine in my little mind, there were probably some said, oh, you left during the famine. Now you want to come back because the Lord has visited us. In other words, everything has started back to sprout. The cows, amen, glory to God, has started giving milk. The cat was meowing, hallelujah. The dog was barking because he was able to get a bone. Amen, glory to God. So you just think about that. I could imagine in my little mind that's how it was. As you know, when sometimes when things go to happening and then people say, uh-huh, yeah, you were there. Amen. When I had a lot, but then when I start to go through, what you do, you dipped. Hallelujah. So you can imagine there probably was some, and you know, Ruth, amen, that was her daughter-in-law, and she said, well, you stay here, amen, and maintain the house, and I'm going to go out, and I'm going to go and find something to eat. So you can imagine how she took care of a mother-in-law. Now, that was a good daughter-in-law. Hallelujah. You may find some sometimes, amen, but not all the times, hallelujah. But it was a good daughter-in-law, and as she went out and she, amen, went to the field and she went to get her some food and everything, she didn't have to go. Because, you know, you just think about it. Now, Naomi was up in age a little bit, I would assume, hallelujah, glory to God. So she decided she'd be the one to go out and get the meals and bring them back to her. And just so happened, she said it just happened. Hey, that wasn't happenstance. It wasn't circumstance. It was God ordained, because she had kept, amen, her faithfulness to helping Naomi out. Even in that time, you know, of need and her loss of all her sons and her husband and everybody. So she went out and she just happened. That's what the word said, happened. Hallelujah. Things just happened. You know, God allowed her to go in one of the richest men there was fields. Hallelujah. And this particular day, he don't come out like that, but he decided, well, I'll go check on my field. And he stayed in the city part of the south. So he decided to go out in the field. And oh my God, what did he do? He spot Ruth. She was out there. And he asked, he said, who is that? You know, hallelujah. And they were telling him who it was and everything. And can you imagine him singling her out? You know, it was a lot of single women out there just waiting, but it didn't work like that. It was only ordained for one. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And she met Boaz and things began to spark. Let's move on with chapter 3. Then Naomi, her mother-in-law, said unto her, my daughter, shall I not seek rest for thee, that it may be well with thee? She was saying, I ain't going to stop until I find you a suitable home. In other words, see how good Ruth had been to Naomi. So she said, I'm going to find you a suitable home. She wanted her to have, you know, children, and she wanted her to be happy. You know, she didn't want her to just take care of her the rest of her life. She wanted her to go and have a life. How about that? Amen. Let's move on. Hallelujah. Verse 2. And now is not Boaz of our kindred, with whose maidens thou wast. Behold, he wintereth barley to the night in the threshing floor. And what he was talking about, wintering barley at the threshing floor, it's kind of a low, flat place. I had to look it up. I can't help it. It's a low, flat place. And what it was, they would get the animals to trot on it to kind of beat the corn off the stalks and beat the wheat off the stalks. And that's what they did, glory to God. That's how they did it. And she was telling her, now listen, this is where he going to be tonight, because they got to get everything ready. They had the harvest. So now they were over there, they were going to have a party and everything. So she was telling her where he was and where he was going to be. Let's go ahead and read verse 3. She said, wash thyself therefore, and anoint thee, and put thy raiment upon thee, and get thee down to the floor, but make not thyself known unto the man until he shall have done eating and drinking. She said, hold up. Now listen, she told her to go and make herself known. She didn't tell her to go over there, amen, pull the cover back and all that. She didn't tell her to do none of that. She told her to wait. How many of us follow instructions when God said wait? Amen. You know, sometimes it may take 10, 15, it may take longer than that. And like I was talking to, amen, someone, and I said, hold up, you know, I understand that. But, you know, it's been a long time, and they were saying waiting ain't easy. And it ain't easy to wait, hallelujah. But she told her to wait until, hallelujah, they got through eating and drinking. Let's see what she told. And she also told her, wash your face. Don't go look out, go and look at it and wash your toe up for the flow up. I remember, amen, you know, our pastor was had a teaching one night, and he used to always tell us, amen, don't go out with your head nappy. I said, oh, God, pastor, you talking to me? You know, it's just a little joke, hallelujah. But he wasn't, amen. He was just saying, you know, if you want somebody to see you and look at you, don't go out with your half toe up on the flow up. Glory to God, you know. Fix yourself up, amen. You don't have to go out with your man's dirty clothes and throw this hat on looking like, I don't know what to say about that. But come on, you can do better than that. You don't have to go out with all the graffiti rolled across. You don't have to do all that. Glory to God. You don't gonna have to go with everything hanging. Amen. Glory to God. With the short dresses on and all this and amen and hallelujah. You just show it what your mama gave you. Hallelujah. You don't have to go out like that. She told her to wash her face. Go in and put on something nice. Look good, smell good, hallelujah, and go out, amen, and meet Boaz. And it shall be when he lay down, he said, lie down, that thou shalt mark the place where he shall lie, and thou shalt go in and uncover his feet, and lay thee down, and he will tell thee what thou shalt do. She was saying, you just go in and you lie down at the bottom of his feet. Understand? She didn't say get in the bed with him. She said, lie down at the bottom of his feet. And she said, then, hallelujah, glory to God, he will tell you what to do. But first of all, you know, she told her, she gave her some specific things to do. And she did what she told her to do. How many of you listen when the Lord said, okay, this is what I want you to do. I want you to go, amen, over there and tell Sister Sarah, Sarah, listen, the Lord sent me, hallelujah. Let me help you out. Let me share this with you. Be careful how you go to people, because if you approach them in a nice way, most of the time they will receive it. There are some that won't because they don't believe, and he ain't going to send you over there to get embarrassed by nobody, because he's going to send you with the right spirit. If the spirit of the Lord is on you, he said, I have anointed you to preach the gospel. Amen. So anybody that will listen, then guess what? He's going to make sure that way is made for you to go over and tell them what you need to tell them. Let's move on to verse 5. And she said unto her, all that thou sayest unto me, I will do. So you know what? Ruth obeyed. She didn't think nothing about it. Now, you know, some said, well, you know what? I ain't going over there. Lord, I ain't doing this and I ain't doing that and I am not doing none of that. And then you can get sometimes you can get some specific instruction from your leaders. So this is what you need to do. You know, just hold on and do this and do it. And you know what? You rebel against that too. Okay. So that means you're going to set your waiting period back a few years, right? Let's move on to verse 6. And she went down into the floor and did according to all that her mother-in-law bade her. In other words, she did everything that she said. You know, she had faith to believe when she told her to uncover his feet, lay down at his feet. Hallelujah. She didn't say go up there and lay by him. She said lay down at his feet. Hallelujah. That's what she said. Feet. Understand. Feet. Feet, lady. Feet. Okay. That's what she said. And she did everything that Naomi told her to do. So she went, she laid down at his feet. And it came to pass at midnight that the man was afraid and turned himself. And behold, a woman lay at his feet. You know, when he got ready to turn over, then she was laying down there. Can you imagine? Because he probably was a little tore up. That's why he didn't feel her when she laid down there at his feet. Glory to God. When he got ready to turn over, he kind of probably bumped her a little bit. He probably thought it was a snake. Now, come on, because you know they had corn and stuff in there. Hallelujah. That they had done got, you know, ready, getting it ready. Amen. Hallelujah. But you know, the reason he laid down there, first of all, was because he was laying there to keep the thieves from coming in and stealing it. That's why he laid there. And that's why she went in, hallelujah, like Naomi told her to do, and lay down at his feet. So when he laid over, he kicked something like, oh, my God, hallelujah, what in the world is that? Can you imagine? It kind of scared him. It would have probably scared you, too. Hallelujah. You probably would have been making another dough if there was a dough. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's move on down. Verse 9. And he said, who art thou? And she answered, I am Ruth, thine handmaid. Spread therefore thy skirt over thine handmaid, for thou art a near kinsman. She was letting him know that you are a near kinsman. That's what she was letting him know. And she probably explained him, you know, you're Naomi's, Naomi's husband's kinsman. And that's what she was telling him. Hallelujah. Let's move on to verse 10. And he said, blessed be thou of the Lord, my daughter, for thou hast showed more kindness in the latter end than at the beginning, in as much as thou followest not young men, whether poor or rich. You know what he was saying? She said, hold up, wait a minute. He said, you know, you showed Naomi a lot. You took care of her. You watched over her. So we know that you're a virtuous woman, you know, and we know, hallelujah, the people in the town knew that she was a virtuous woman because she took care of Naomi. She didn't try to go out and get no man. She didn't try to get not man in the field, none, nowhere. She was a virtuous woman. All she was doing was just taking care of her mother-in-law because she believed in what she was saying. Because if I take care of your business, Naomi, I know God's going to take care of mine, because Naomi had poured the word of God into her. Just think about it. Now, ain't that awesome how she said, I'm going to take care of you. Don't worry about it. I got this. By faith, she believed what she was telling her about God. And so by faith, she's going to believe that he's going to take care of what she needed to take care of. And he did. He was saying, Ruth, you are a virtuous woman. We know you are. The people in this city know that you are a virtuous woman. You didn't try to go and get not nobody, no man, no drunk man, no rich man, no man. She didn't try to get nothing. Hallelujah. Let's move to verse 12. And now it is true that I am thy near kinsman. How about there is a kinsman near than I? He was saying there is one more. There is one more kinsman. But I think about it. I said, well, you know, the next kinsman must not have been, amen, someone who Naomi wanted to put Ruth with, because she knew it wouldn't be good for her. And he wasn't the one. So that, and God knew it wasn't the one. So that's because if he did, just think about it, he'd have sent her to his field, but he didn't. Hallelujah. But you know, they wanted to do everything decent and in order, because we talked about how Boaz was a righteous man. He was a good man. He was a good, godly, fearing man. So he wanted to do things in the right way. He didn't want nothing to come back on him later to bite him about this situation. So that's why, hallelujah, glory to God, he was trying to do things decent and in order. You know, just think about it now. Think about it. Boaz was a righteous man, because it's like he was a good, upstanding man in that city. And they knew that. Because if Ruth went and laid down at Boaz's feet, he didn't try nothing. He didn't even mess with her heart. Hey, come on. You know, that would be really well fine in these last days, but amen, glory to God. I wouldn't tell y'all to try that. Don't try that anyway. Amen. Let's move on. Hallelujah. Verse 13. Tarry this night, and it shall be in the morning, that if he will perform unto thee the part of a kinsman, we'll let him do the kinsman's part. But if he will not do that part of a kinsman to thee, then I will do the part of a kinsman to thee as the Lord liveth. Lie down until the morning. In other words, he told her to go ahead. It was already midnight, past midnight. Now you think now, if he had sent her out before midnight and somebody actually saw her, you know, just think about it. People's mind is going to start what? Roaming around, you know, oh, hold up. And then all that virtuous, they were saying that was a virtuous woman, they would have been calling her something else, and it wasn't going to be nice. Think about it. So he told her to lay down, you know, just lay down. Go ahead, and then in the morning, you go ahead and ease out. See, they were getting a little bit more tipsy over there in the other side of the room, hallelujah, while he was out there laying with all the wheat and all the corn and everything. You know, they were getting a little bit more tipsy, so he know by that time they'd be still laying their toe up, hallelujah. So he said, no, lay down till in the morning, and then you'll ease out, hallelujah, because he didn't want to go ahead and send her out, because you know somebody was on sea. Hallelujah. And they would, like I said, they would have been calling all kinds of names, not knowing, hallelujah, she didn't even go there for that. She didn't even go there trying to get it. She just went there doing what Naomi told her to do, obeying. Yeah, I'm sure she liked it. And yes, she did, because he was nice to her whenever he let her glean in his field. And he told her, don't go to nobody else's field. You know, you go over there and you drink the water from the well that my men drew. Hallelujah. And just think about it. And he said, yeah, you stay here. And then he sat around the fire and, you know, and they were eating. And he said, here, you know, he was giving her more food. Come on now. You know, he liked it then. But, you know, he didn't try nothing. Hallelujah. He was just drawing her in. That's what you got to do, man. You got to, you know, hey, man, take it easy and slow. Not so fast. Don't roll up on women so quick. Hallelujah. Let's move on. Glory to God. Verse 14. Hallelujah. And she lay at his feet until the morning, and she rose up before one could know another. And he said, let it not be known that a woman came into the floor. And she said he didn't want nobody to know it, that she came into the floor. Because, you know, people would have been talking. And you just think, that good name that he had, they were going to do what? They were going to tear it down. They were going to tear his good name down and hers too. You know, the Bible said, don't let your good be evil spoken of. You know, and that's the scripture. Amen. Hallelujah. That was pondering on me earlier. I'm like, Lord, okay, I understand what you're saying. You know, just think about it. Well, you know, I know the Lord. Yeah. The prophet's mom, I know the Lord. Okay, you know the Lord. Well, the Bible said don't let your good be evil spoken of. Some don't know the word really and truly and truthfully. They don't know the word, but what they do, they live off the word that others tell them. But that's why it's so important for you to read this word, meditate on it day and night so you can have success. Hallelujah. Because, you know, your success ain't going to come behind other people. Your success from the Lord going to come from you with your relationship with him. Think about it now. Okay, if you wait, no, okay, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to stay at home. Let's just give an example. I'm going to stay at home, hallelujah. And the one that I receive my word from, yes, they're there to lead and to guide you, yes. But I can't live off that just that word. I've got to meditate, and I've got to dig in this word, and I've got to pray. I've got to fast. I've got to seek him for myself, because I can't live off with just what you're saying. I got to know him, and that word got to penetrate my heart. Glory to God. And then I'll know. He said, let this hide this word in my heart, so I sin not against thee. So just because you're telling me, okay, it's okay, you ain't got to worry about it. God knows you need a man. Oh, well, come on. God knows you need a woman. Okay, heard you. Loud and clear. Hallelujah. But he said, don't let your good be evil spoken of. There's a way to date. We ain't going to get all into that. And there's a way not to date. Believe it or not. Hallelujah. When you live a righteous lifestyle of living, there's a way to do anything. Just because somebody tells you that ain't right. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, you ain't going to listen sometimes. But when you can read it for yourself and you can hear him tell you for yourself, it makes a whole lot different. And then you can go, well, you know what? Don't worry about it. We're doing right. We're going to go and we're going to stay in the motel, hotel, Holiday Inn. It's okay, you know. I mean, you know, and we dating. Hallelujah. Well, I tell you what. Hallelujah. Ask Jesus, is it okay? I know you don't want to really ask because you know what he's going to tell you, right? That ain't okay. Hallelujah. Don't just listen at what they're telling you. Know this word for yourself. Just because they can pray and you hear, well, come on, let's pray, you know. Yeah, you praying, but what are you praying? Hallelujah. Glory to God. You're praying, but the prayers ain't going no higher than the ceiling. They bouncing off and hitting the flow. They may go up again and come back down like a rubber ball because you're saying it, but you're not living any of it. Glory to God. So that's when you got to get in this word. You got to seek this word for yourself to know what this word says. He didn't want nobody to say nothing bad about her. Now, that's a respectful man. Hallelujah. He did. He didn't want her good to be evil spoken of so well as his own, because he know people will talk. And let me tell you, the street committee will talk. And they're going to call those that they know. Well, you know what? I saw them. Well, you see them at, girl. I saw them. They were coming. All right. Motel 6, 8, Holiday Inn, whatever. Glory to God. That's just the right. And they said they're a Christian. They said it. Understand. That's how it happened. Let's move on. Also, he said, bring the veil that thou hast upon thee and hold it. And when she held it, he measured 6 measures of barley and laid it on her, and she went into the city. In other words, He did. He gave us something. Don't go back to Naomi empty-handed. She said, go ahead and take this. He counted it out. Hallelujah. And he put it in her sack, and she took it back with her. Understand, he was trying to help her and Naomi, you know, but he had to do it in the right manner so things won't come back on him, so there will be no quarreling amongst them in that city. He was an upright man. Amen. He was a man of integrity. So he didn't want nothing to come between him and the people in the city, because they all respected him. So he didn't want this thing to come back, in other words, to bite him. Because, you know, there's a time when you got to be careful and saying stuff and doing stuff. You know, people, amen, going and sleeping with other people and knowing that that's their best friend people, best friend woman. And, amen, things are just gone a little haywire, hallelujah. Then you know the next thing, amen, they're shooting, fighting, killing over this woman, hallelujah. Even the men shooting, fighting, killing, amen. So just be careful, hallelujah, how you handle situations. Glory to God. Let's move on, verse 16. And when she came to the mother-in-law, she said, why art thou my daughter? He said, who art thou, my daughter? And she told her all that the man had done to her. And she said, these 6 measures of barley gave he me. For he said to me, go not empty unto my mother-in-law. See, he was already, amen, look right here. He said, go not empty. He was already taking care of him right there. My God, ain't it something how he takes care of you, amen, no matter what you're going through, no matter what's going on, he's still going to take care of you. He who, prophet? God, baby, hallelujah. Ah, God, Lord thy God, Jesus Christ, amen. He's going to take care of you no matter what you got going on, no matter how it's going on, no matter when it's going on. He's going to take care of you. Let's go ahead and read verse 18. Then said he, sit still, my daughter, until thou know how the matter will fall. For the man will not be in rest until he have finished the thing this day. She was saying, Naomi said, sit still, my daughter, and hold on. She knowing who Boaz was. Boaz was a good man. He was a righteous man. She said, just sit still now. You've done your part. Now wait and see what the end going to be. Some of you don't want to wait and see what the end going to be because you're always trying to fix it yourself. I know it's hard, and it get hard out there. We were just talking about it earlier, hallelujah. Now, those are the kind of talks that I like to have, hallelujah, all this other stuff about who did what, and I don't really care about that for real, hallelujah, glory to God. And if it's someone I need to pray for, then yes, I care about that thing and those things, hallelujah. But all that, I'm not really interested. But those are the things that I like to talk about, although it gets harder from day to day down here. Oh, my God, he's still in control. He's still in charge, and he will fix it every time. Not some of the time, but every time. He's everywhere that you need him to be. And she told us to just sit still. Can you imagine, hallelujah, Ruth got a little anxious, and she said, hold up, wait a minute, my daughter. You did everything I told you to do. Now you believe me by faith. So all you got to do now is sit still, because Boaz going to handle the matter, because he didn't want to do nothing to upset that town. By saying, you know what, he wasn't really the next kid in line, you know, glory to God, hallelujah. There is one other that came before him, but Naomi knew that he wasn't a good pick for Ruth, hallelujah, glory to God. And on top of that, he might have been an old man, you know, amen, with a few chicks, hallelujah, glory to God. So she wanted to have some children, and she knew that wasn't the one, amen. But see, Boaz didn't have a wife. Hallelujah. Ah, my God. So she said, sit still, because he's going to handle the matter. You ain't got to do nothing else. All you got to do is just hold on and hold tight, because Jesus, hallelujah, is on the scene now. Glory to God. When you've done all that you can do, just stand and stand there for. Just hold on and see the salvation of the Lord, because he's going to go ahead and he's going to fix everything that needs to be fixed. Although they struggled when they were going to Bethlehem, they're going back to that place. place, hallelujah. Whenever they got there, hallelujah, everything was, it was falling in place. God had already prepared, hallelujah. Don't you know he's already got it in place? You just haven't seen it yet. Some things we haven't seen, but we don't think he's working. But guess what? He's always working on our behalf. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, let me help you out. And I hear this. Amen. If you are a stingy person, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You asking God for $1 million. Glory to God. You know what $1 million is. Okay. I understand. Some people say books. I'll say dollars. How about that? We want to make sure we're correct. Ah, some of you looking for $1 million. And you're stingy, hallelujah. Let me tell you something. If you get that $1 million, then guess what's going to happen? You're going to be like you got a hole in your bucket. Every time you turn around, something will come up trying to get it, hallelujah. But you know, when he give it to you, ain't add no sorrows to it, hallelujah. So that means you'll be able to spend some and keep some, but make sure you're tithe before you do anything. You know, people sometimes get it twisted. I know they had some things going on, you know, and I was asked some questions about it, amen, really I was. And I'm like, okay, every dime I get, I tithe, amen, a 10%, yes. Let's go ahead. We're on worldwide radio. Amen. Hallelujah. And when you tithe your 10%, then that means, amen, you are connected to the Lord. You ain't worried about it because you know where he gave you that, he'll give you some more. Huh? But you know, sometimes people don't do that. They say, well, you know, should I tithe off this, tithe off that? Yes. Hallelujah. Ah, my God. What do you think if he just give you something one time, if he just bless you one time and no more? What would you think of him then? Glory to God. Hallelujah, my God. I know what you would think. Well, Lord, you ain't give me but one. You ain't gave me nothing else. Well, how many times did you get something in your hand and you only tithe one time? Hallelujah, glory to God. You don't give a tenth out of everything. You should bring all your tithes into the storehouse and give him your first fruits of your increase. So if somebody give you some, amen, let's just say somebody give you $200-$300, amen, we'll go that low. Y'all like to go low, but I don't. I like to talk up in the thousands. Hallelujah. You know, you've been living off $200 or $300 for how long? Amen. Since Hunt was a pup, he's a grown dog now, you know. So let's come on. I like to go up into the thousands. Rock with me, rock with me, roll with me. Glory to God. Just think about it. He give you that $1,000. Amen. Hallelujah. Then guess what? You're going to feed off of that $1,000. You're going to, me, let me just put me in it. I'm going to give, amen, hallelujah, a tenth of that $1,000. Then I'm going to come back, amen, and I'm going to seed, amen, out of that $1,000. Amen. Then I go and I get another $1,000. Hallelujah. Then he moved me on up. Hallelujah. $5,000 is coming off. Amen. The same way. Hallelujah. So that's what you got to remember. Hallelujah. And see, she said, just sit still and know, because God's going to take care of it. Just hold on, because he's going to settle this thing. Hallelujah. My God. And he did. He's going to settle it. Just, you ain't got to do nothing. You done did everything I told you to do. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So just hold on. Hallelujah. Sit and wait. My God. That's what I'm saying. You got to learn how to wait. So, well, everybody got to wait. Hallelujah. My God. When he said wait, he mean wait. Just wait on it, because your day is coming. It knocks at our door sometimes, and it turn around and go back. You know why? Because he know if I give it to you now, you ain't going to give nobody none of it. You ain't going to even seed off of it. So you know what? I'm going to turn around, I'm going to go back, and I'm going to fix your heart. And you're going to ask me to fix your heart. Amen. So I'll be able to do that. Hallelujah. And she was telling her, just wait, because he's going to fix it. Boaz was going to fix it, and he wasn't going to have no sorrow behind it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. God is good. And he is worthy all the time to be praised. You know, Ruth waited on her Boaz, and whenever the time came and God opened the door, he was there. My God, my God. When she went to glean in the field and he started looking at her then, hallelujah. Can you imagine? Amen. He was looking kind of sideways, you know. Hallelujah. Because he was the man. He was a rich man. He was the man. Yes, he was. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. My God, we serve an awesome God. Remember to hold fast and hold on to the faith that lies within you. Don't let your faith waver. Don't let your faith be shaken. Hallelujah. Sometimes it will get where it's shaken. But you know what? Ruth held on with all she had. Because what Naomi was telling her about her God, your God is my God. Hallelujah. And as she said that, when she repented, Hallelujah. And the other stories that we read, she was repenting then and received God, amen, as her God. Hallelujah. Then things start to happen for her. Oh, my God, although she lost her husband, she's getting ready to gain another one. Good God Almighty, hallelujah, my God, my God, my God. God ain't going to let you go lack, hallelujah. He ain't going to let you go slack. He's going to make sure that everything you need is there, huh? He's all everywhere you need him to be, and he's always right on time. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, Lord God, for the word on today, oh Father. Father God, I thank you, Lord, that it pierced the heart of man. Let us all learn how to wait and wait on you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, to learn how to follow your instructions, Lord God, that you have laid out, Lord God, for our life, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, because we know, Lord God, that whatever, Lord God, man make for bad, Lord, you'll turn around and you'll make it good, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, for those that are listening and on the way up, oh Lord. Father God, I ask you, Lord God, to heal, Lord God, the broken heart, Lord God. Heal those that need healing, God, in their legs, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Heal them and strengthen them, Lord God. Lord, in the name of Jesus, they won't have this problem no more. Oh, my Lord, your legs are cramping up. Whenever you get ready to walk sometimes, you fall to your knees. Good God Almighty, hallelujah. The cramps take you down. But I decree and I declare, hallelujah, glory to God, that those cramps, hallelujah, will not return. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, that you're strengthening them, Lord God, from these cramps that they're having, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Lord God. Your potassium is getting too low. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You got to boost it up. Hallelujah. Glory to God, my God, my God. Sometimes you fear not going to the doctor because you're worried about what he's going to tell you. But here's what you got to do. Believe in a man named Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And when you go, you take Jesus with you. You take him with you. Amen. Hallelujah. Pray before you go in and say, Lord, whatever, Lord God, this doctor don't see, Lord, you show him the right thing and ask him to lead and guide him in the right medication. Hallelujah. And keep it moving. Glory to God. And your crafts will go away. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, although you take the medicine, still, hallelujah, you're going to need Jesus because you're going to need to pray yourself through it. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, we just thank you on this day, Lord, for your goodness, your grace, Lord. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, to those that are having headaches, oh Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God, the sinus headaches, in the name of Jesus, because the weather is changing, hallelujah. So, Father, we ask you, Lord God, to take those headaches away from them right now in the name of Jesus. Heal them, Lord God, and set them free right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord, and we give you the glory that they're gone and they will not return, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that you're raising up men and women of God to go and spread the word across the nation in the name of Jesus, oh God. They won't be bogged down and worried about finances because we serve a God that owns everything and everything belongs to him so he can break you off some in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, right now as they travel, Lord God, from place to place, telling people about a man named Jesus who walked the earth in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord God, they will be saved in an instant in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, because if it had not been for you, Lord, we wouldn't be here, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father God, we thank you for the spoken word on today, Lord, as it pierced the heart of man. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we thank you. Lord, we give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise, oh God. Father God, we come against that person, Lord God. We come against that spirit, Lord God, that nervous condition right now in the name of Jesus. We come against it, Lord God. You've been pulling on your head, feel like things are crawling through your head. Amen. Those are all your nerves. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God, strengthen them, Lord. Show them, Lord, if they have to go to get some medical attention, let them go get it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Ain't no shame in it. Hallelujah. But let them go and get it, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. You can go and you don't even have to tell folks what you're going for. Hallelujah. All it needs to know is a doctor. Hallelujah. But go and get you some medical help if you need it. My God. Hallelujah. We believe in God, but still, hallelujah, you can't fight it on your own. Go and get some help. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for the word of God as it come forth on today. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, God is real and he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead and give the amen, the invitation to Christ. If you don't know Jesus and pardon your sin, I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, Lord. Make me, Lord God. Mold me, Father. I repent of everything that I've said, everything that I've done, every thought that was impure, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I repent. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Welcome to the body of Christ. You are now blood-washed, born believer with the word of God. Amen. Go and get in the church where the word of God is being taught. The word of God is being lived out in their everyday life. Amen. Glory to God. It don't stop here. It keeps going. And that's when you begin to get into the word and God begins to grow you and put you in a place where you can go out and minister to those, amen, the ones that you're under may not be able to touch. But these are souls that are tied to you and been waiting on you. So go and get your teaching and the instructions that you need. And then, amen, they'll train you up and send you out. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. My God, my God. I want you to keep in mind, Minister Elaine will be coming up next. So I want you to, amen, to go over and show Minister Elaine some love. Love is what it does. Amen. So go over and amen, and encourage her and show her some love. Amen. And we won't, don't forget everything that's coming and happening next week. Apostle and Pastor on Tuesday. Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew, Faith Come By Hearing on Saturday. And Prophetic Corner Ministry on Sunday. Ministry Elaine, Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Prophetic Corner on Sunday also. We're the hour of power. Don't forget to give, and it shall be given. Good measures. You want the good measures. Hallelujah. You just don't want the chip. You want the good measure. You don't want just a little polka dotted chip. You want the good measure. So give and it shall be given. Good measures. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to get off now. Don't forget Nursery Lane coming up next in the next 30 minutes. Now the benediction. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power both now and ever. Amen. Amen. Have an awesome Sunday. We'll see you back here on next week. Amen.